Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Entered into the record. Ms. Dean is recognized.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, could we take a five-minute break?
Ms. Dean is recognized.
Could we take a five-minute break, Mr. Chairman?
No.
That's a common courtesy,
Ms. Dean is
Chairman,
recognized.
Of every witness.
I waited 45, an hour for you this morning. I haven't had lunch. I'd like to take a five-minute break.
Mr. Attorney General, we are almost finished. We're going to be finished in a few minutes. Otherwise, we can certainly take a break. But
you're real clapping.
Well, okay. After this, if you still come, we'll have a break.
No, he wants a break now.
You want it now?
And you just mentioned rudeness. I think we're seeing it on display. Let's let the Attorney General have a break.
Committee will stand in recess now.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think you could be forgiven for being confused. Operation Legend appears to be little more than a repackaging of existing operations in these cities. So why all the drama? Why join the president at the White House to announce a bold new operation that appears to be neither bold nor new? Understandably, Americans are very suspicious of your motives here. There are those who believe you are sending federal law enforcement into these cities not to combat violent crime, but to help with the president's reelection efforts. The president has made clear that he wants conflict between protesters and police to be a central theme of his campaign. So let me ask you directly, Mr. Barr. Yes or no? Yes or no? Did you rebrand existing projects under the Legend in order to assist the president in an election year?
I wouldn't,
Attorney General, would you agree with me, at least on principle, that it is improper for the Department of Justice to divert resources and law enforcement personnel in an effort to assist the president's reelection campaign?
No, Mr. Chairman, in the fall, we did inaugurate an anti-crime initiative because we were concerned about increasing violent crime in a number of cities, and we called that relentless pursuit. Unfortunately, COVID intervened, and our agents who were detailed for these assignments could not perform the operation. So the operation was squelched by COVID. So we couldn't complete or make much progress on relentless pursuit. However, in the intervening time, we saw violent crime continuing to rise, and a lot of that was triggered by the events after the death of George Floyd. So we did reboot the program after COVID started breaking and we could commit the law enforcement resources to actually accomplish the mission, which is to reduce violent crime. Now, I regret that COVID interrupted our law enforcement activities, but it doesn't obviate the fact that there is serious violent crime in these cities. These police and mayors have been asking us for help, and we have put in additional federal agents and investigators to help deal with it.
Have you discussed the president's reelection campaign with the president or with any White House official or any surrogate of the president?
Well, I'm not going to get into my discussions with the president.
Well, have you discussed that topic with him, yes or no?
Not in relation to this program.
I didn't ask that. I asked if you discussed that.
I'm a member of the cabinet, and there's an election going on. Obviously, the topic comes
the answer,
up.
Yes.
Well, the topic comes up in cabinet meetings and other things.
It shouldn't be a surprise that
the topic of the election.
I didn't say I was surprised. I just asked if you'd done that. So as part of those conversations with the president or his people about the reelection campaign, have you ever discussed the current or future deployment of federal law enforcement?
In connection with what?
In connection with what you just said, in connection with the with your.
We got to go to break. I'm going to lay out. I'm going to lay out the big news when we come back. All right, and then I'm going to hit the latest force vaccine, world government, world ID news, and really the biggest news ever is what I'm about to lay out. And I'm just really mad at myself right now. This is so big. And I just don't even know how to describe this because it's so real. And I'm going to get attacked so bad for putting it out. I don't care about that. I care about you understanding the psychological warfare. The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're into hour number two on this July 29th, Wednesday, Global Transmission, 96 days out from the election. Okay, we have a rival globalist corporate Chi-Com EU Hollywood gang that sees America as an open, weak civilization, that they've taught us to hate ourselves and they've got us into debt. And they think now's the time to make their move. Well, they thought their move was in 2016 with Hillary. And then that didn't go the way they thought it would. Because there wasn't resistance to them until they actually sank their teeth into us. And they'd always thought that we were going along with them because we were scared and intimidated. We were actually just decadent and sleeping in the Odin sleep. But as soon as they sank their crocodile teeth into our legs, the crocodile found that we grabbed it by the tail and started whipping its head into the ground. But the stinky hole that is Satan's womb always produces more crocodiles, doesn't it? So we may have beat the brains out of a few, but there's always more that come waddling down the path that have to be dealt with. Because the universe is full of a lot of stuff, not just good things. But the bad is there to test us, so we understand God's plan. And so we got some crocodiles to kill, politically, in a loving way, not a violent way. So we have these shows that are in the middle of the zeitgeist, and this is the most insane ever. And again, it's not a form of choking. It's a form of being overwhelmed. I mean, in front of me, I have five different megastories that each one, if someone could grasp it, would give them the keys to understanding all the other stories. Because within a lie is the truth. If you know the enemy's lie and you know what they're scared of and you know where they're trying to steer you, then you know which way you should really go. Like the North Star for pilots going back thousands of years ago on ships and cross-country hunts and nomadic groups, because it's always there at that same fixed spot and you can then set your trajectory according to that. But see, deception, like a comet, leaves a tail, a tell. And so everything they attack, we know is good. Everything they push on us, we know is bad. And so for someone that is awake, and who's decided to actually open themselves up to the universe. All of it is code. Like Neo in the Matrix, he can see the code. Other people can't see the code. They're slaves to the code. And there are some that see some of the code, but they decide to use the code to enslave others and pretend they are the grand architect of the Matrix or the false paradigm, Satan pretending to be God. Like a little three-year-old pretending he's the bulldozer driver, or he's the superhero, or he's the space captain. They're pretending. They're LARPing. They didn't do the work for 100 generations. They didn't patiently wait and prepare. They just think they'll be given the keys to the universe because they can dominate and dumb down their fellow humans when that is their death certificate. You take people that aren't informed and you use that against them, that is God's number one rule that you don't break. Imagine if somebody took a Down syndrome five-year-old and laughed at him and beat him up and tripped him and pushed him into the water and said, look, you're stupid. That would make you mad because you're made by God. That pisses you off. But on Dutch TV, they have Down syndrome people on there and they tell them you're worthless and you're crap and they cry on TV and all these people laugh at them. That is a satanic ritual. We're entering the zeitgeist right now. The next 96 days and beyond. The next 96 days is just marching towards that gate, that door. And I want you to know this. All the attempts to suppress you and to suppress us and to do this is because the enemy knows we are transcending right now. This is the beginning of us taking the stairway towards the next level of interfacing with the Creator. And everything they've done trying to suppress that and to try to manipulate that is going to fail and they're going to lose control. So take heart when you see incredible tyranny and forced inoculations and riots and death, because it's all symbols of the evil ones losing power and trying to make us bow down to them. So I brought these beautiful, crafted articles of precision made by us who are made in the image of God, a symbol of our will. A woman and a man having a child loving each other is a trillion times better than these guns. But because the enemy worships machines and their little technological terrors, to quote Darth Vader, we show you these. Now, could you use one of these? No, not if you don't know how to use one. But since Antifa is planning their terror attacks nationwide that I'll announce bottom of the hour, I'm going to get to it then. And because of all this happening, I thought I would just show them what they hate. The symbol of humanity defending itself and being able to forge devices to make us be able to overcome enemies that are physically way more powerful than us or outnumber us. But it's bigger than that, isn't it? It is the symbol of private individuals who have arms that is the true mark of a free society and a free civilization. We had a rally with 20 to 40,000 people, depending on what numbers you look at in Virginia. No one had problems. There was no crime. There was nothing that went on. One leftist started a fight, got arrested. One arrest, and there were 40,000 people armed to the teeth of every race, color, and creed, all humans. And that's what scared the enemy. And so welcome to America. Welcome to America, where I've got high-rated armored vehicles. I've got high-rated 50-caliber rifles. But that's not my real power. Did you know with my bare hands, I can take any weapon I want? Because with the will of righteousness, I can break any man's neck I wish. But only in the service of God. Because the power in me is greater than he that is in the world. When I wage war to defeat Satan, I cannot be resisted even if I'm destroyed. And that's what they have to understand. I don't need these weapons. I have information, I have the Spirit, and I can take any weapon I want any time. I can seize your nuclear weapons. I can seize your reactors. I can break your neck. Know that, leftist. You don't have power. You know, those of us who love Christ, we have the power.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Transmission. I have a lot of news to cover, a lot of things to get into, but I'm not building suspense here, holding up, covering this news. I feel like we should have like drum rolls or spotlights above the office at night to announce stuff like this, because that's a globalist tactic, is that they get so much chatter, so much disinfo, so much stuff going on, that when you actually bring out the huge information, it just fizzles out there. Like, it just doesn't matter. And again, I know from deep research and having incredible sources and experiencing it myself exactly what's going on. I mean, I know more about this topic than anybody. And I'm not saying that from a position of a power trip. I mean, I can't tell you the stuff that's going on. It's for reasons that you can probably imagine. I told you years ago they're preparing a Maoist program to overthrow the United States. People are like, that's ridiculous. And now you see it's all over the news. It's not even Chinese run. It's Chinese backed, but it's a Maoist Youth Brigade program, and they really plan it. And we've confirmed that in D.C. and Portland and Maryland, just everywhere, that they've got explosives and weapons and trucks loaded with ammonium nitrate and just chlorine gas, everything. And they're really going to go out and just burn everything down and just slaughter people, and they're going to try to kill governors, they're going to kill police chiefs. They're going to kill talk show hosts. And, I mean, they're going to people's houses. I mean, I told you this. See, here's the thing. I'm always so far ahead, and I'm not bragging about that. We knew they were lasing the targets. We had surveillance cameras. We confirmed it a year and a half ago. And so I, you know, stationed military, retired military, you know, at my house for a while. Because they were thinking about this during the off-term, midterm election 2018. And so believe me, I'm not going to pay money for 24-hour surveillance at my house and, you know, guys with guns if it's not for a real reason. And now here we are, a year and a half later. And the police departments know about this. These Antifa people go to bars and they go to events where informants are, and they talk about, we're going to go to this house, we're going to murder this judge. We're going to go to this house. We're going to kill this police chief. We're going to go to this house. We're going to kill this talk show host. And the New York Times puts out where people live. And the cops go back and they go, well, let's arrest this person immediately for conspiracy, for terrorism. And they go, nope, you're not going to do it. Now, we should think about every angle of this and why they're doing this. And not get sucked into jumping first. Because, I mean, these people are like dog crap. Who wants to step on them unless we have to? I want to talk about who's ordering this and who's doing this, and the fact that the Pentagon needs to stop being scared of this and needs to join with America and needs to deal with the people running the operation. Because I know as a romantic, you know, you want to have the war with the Antifa and, you know, all this. Let's not do that. Let's not do it. I mean, I knew we needed an armored vehicle coming up during the election cycle to go cover events. And be like, oh, you don't need that. Now you've seen them attack the vehicle. I want to avoid confrontation. I don't need to put that on my belt. That, I mean, I don't even want to kill these globalists. But if they want to kill us, the best thing to do in a defensive way is kill as many of them as quickly as possible. And again, the media will misquote that. I don't want to offensively kill anybody, but I'm not going to take this, okay? And I just want everybody like Santa Claus to take down names while we're here, 90-something days out, and just think about the future. If they take down your country, they destroy your bank account, they murder a bunch of patriot leaders, what are you going to do? Because you always talked about when the New World Order came in and when the UN did this, you were going to go out and shoot folks in blue helmets. They don't wear blue helmets. They show up in black uniforms and burn down your local courthouse and overthrow your government and run your life. And once they get control of your police, those officers are programmed robots now. They'll follow orders to come after you. And I don't sycophantically worship the police. I just tell folks, don't have a civil war with the cops. Even if they're captured and cowards and bad people, some of them. You have it with the academics and the establishment perverts and pedophiles that run it. If you're running a war, you kill high-value targets. And that means the leadership of the New World Order. And they are gearing up to do that to us. I'm not calling for any violence. I'm simply saying we're entering a new ball game that I tried to stop, that you tried to stop, and I don't intend to lose. And winning doesn't mean Alex Jones goes into the future. I don't say that to act tough. As men, we have to decide we're dead already. It's easy. You'll never be freer to the point you're ready to die. Just get over it. It's not a big deal. But the enemy is not the loser meth head playing video games that is told by the media and given $100 a day to go out and do this. They're not the target. You do nothing killing them. And I don't want you to kill anybody right now. But I want you to understand where they've taken us and what they've done, and that every single globalist New World Order operative at an executive level is an enemy combatant of humanity. And once they pull the trigger, which they're beginning to, we're basically in it. They don't want us to recognize they pull the trigger until the bullet hits us. They've already done it. But now's not the time. You'll know the time. You'll know the time. And this is the real world. This isn't about games. This isn't about protecting yourself. This is about who are you as a man? Who are you as a woman? And what I'm saying here today will send shivers up the spine of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and back down. And that's good. And they might move against me this week. That's okay, too. Because there's purity in the universe. There's commitment in the universe. And those of us that love God have to stop sitting back and letting other cowards dictate our lives and hope some magic person comes down and fixes it for us. No. Everything we have, when you're out on your motorboat looking at the sky or in a nice house and got a job and got a bank account that works, some man died for that. Some woman lost her husband for that. Daddy didn't come home for that. A lot. Millions died. And millions starved, and millions were put in prisons, and millions were tortured for human liberty. And you stand on their shoulders, you will repay it. You will complete the circuit. You will. And by the way, you will find ecstasy in the moment that you stop being a coward, in the moment you stop caring what people think or what they do to you, in the moment that you join your ancestors. A bridge to the past, the present, and just like that, to the future. And then the doors of perception open, God's there, the doors swing open, there's no more fear, and now you're with God forever. That's where we are. Stay with us. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products.
with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste of Major Brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarStore.com right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Semi-automatic 300 Win Mags, semi-automatic 338 Lapuas, semi-automatic Army Marine Corps 50 cal Barretts, Navy 50 cal Barretts, German MP5s, Turkish MP5s, British cigs. We've got it all. But this isn't any of our power. Our power is spiritual. Our power is political. Our power is by action. I can have all these guns in minutes if I want them. All I need is a knife. I can take them. Because I know how to use them. And that's where knowledge comes in. It's not the tool. It's the knowledge. How do you use a hammer or a jackhammer? Or how do you use a laser pointer? How do you use a rangefinder if you don't know how to use it? All right, let me lay out the big news here. The mayor of Austin has come out and says, let's just ban the Second Amendment and take the guns. You know, we've got Antifa out running up people's cars, pointing guns at them. They get shot dead. The answer is take the guns. And you've got the left burning down police stations and burning down buildings and killing people and shooting people at checkpoints. And we're told that's all okay. What's really happening? You've got criminals in the federal government. We don't control the federal government. It's good and bad. We have the blue cities, the blue states, fully under Chi-Com control. And they're trying to foment civil unrest ahead of the election, in their own words, to claim it's Trump's fault, to remove him from office, claiming he's a dictator, when they challenge the election results. And then if he challenges their fraudulent challenge, they're saying, we're going to have the Pentagon arrest the president, and anybody that opposes that, including members of the cabinet, will be arrested. And then Attorney General Barr, who's in the cabinet, shows up, and they won't let him talk. They won't let him go to the bathroom after 5.5 hours. They scream at him. They're crazy. But don't take their insanity as weakness. That's what makes them dangerous. So let me give you the big news. I've already seen with my own two eyeballs that God gave me, and so have you, and I've listened to it with the two ears God gave me. Antifa shoot people and hammer women in the head and beat people thousands of times that we've seen all over the U.S. the last 5 years. And we know George Soros funds it through the different organizations. He's on record admitting that. We've got all the Bernie people saying we're going to burn down America. If Bernie doesn't win, we're going to burn down America if Trump doesn't win. But now we have Atlantic Monthly and the New York Times coming out last week saying, if Trump wins, we'll burn down America. Now, I mean, you know, if I started talking about burning down America, I'd get arrested, and I should. But why are they allowed to do it? Because they work for the big banks. They work for the establishment. This is the man. They act like they're rebels doing all this. They're backed by the whole media. They're backed by the governors. They're backed by the blue states, the cities, where they get $500 fines every 15 minutes in Portland that there's a fence up around the federal courthouse while they're shooting it, firebombing it with Molotov cocktails and laser beaming people and shooting ball bearings at them. I mean, if I show up at a federal courthouse and I pulled out a slingshot with a ball bearing, they'd shoot me. It's a deadly weapon. But, oh, they don't, because they've been told you'll be indicted. So, you can see everything I'm about to say right there in front of your face. You can see the revolution being launched by foreign powers, the treason, the no borders, the no walls, the no USA at all. And I can show you a stack of internal documents from George Soros and Alexander Soros trying to pay black people to riot and burn things, thousands of dollars apiece. I will show you. So they can make the revolution about race war and about black against white instead of it being about Chi-Com globalist against America. But I remember when Tucker Carlson a year and a half ago had people come to his house, break down his door, threaten to rape and kill his wife, I never told people what happened to us for different reasons and the things that have gone on here or the intel I learned about what was happening in other areas of the country. But now I'm going to lay it out for you. I have it from New York City, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, California, the CIA, federal marshals, the FBI, and finally today, the APD confirmed what I was told, but because I wasn't told it by people I absolutely knew I did not tell you in the last 3 weeks that they have ridiculously named assault teams, A teams, driving around in SUVs and trucks, Antifa, with two and four men groups preparing anyone that doesn't stop at a checkpoint, anyone that, including police, will be killed. And that's just the surface. The media will say that somebody killed them when they kill somebody else. That's what's so scary. So we have the whole big tech, the whole big media. We have officially being announced in the city council of Austin that they're going to blow up the police department. I showed you that last hour. Officially in the budget. This isn't some recommendation. This is from the mayor. And you go, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. This is a takeover. It's here. And I have the UN running the Strong Cities Initiative, and I have the United Nations orders U.S. to stop excessive force on peaceful Portland protesters in my stack we'll cover when we come back. But bottom line, I say this because it needs to be said, it's the truth, and I say it for the idiots that are part of this, but they're so low IQ, they were never given attention. I have their MO. I've assessed them that they are not going to listen, but people around them, their wives, their neighbors should listen. On average, it's a kid that was abused, usually white, heavy drug use, methamphetamine, Satanism, has a small brain, wasn't breastfed, grew up in a crib, no attention. They finally get a daddy that's going to take care of them, just like the Mexican and black gangs went and got young kids that didn't have dads. Well, now the globalists are going to get the white kids that didn't have dads. And they're weaponizing them and giving them methamphetamine and guns and telling them go out and attack. And they're killing people. They're getting killed everywhere. But here's the secret. They're just the cover for the real hit teams, Chi-Com, MS-13, Democrat hired, and mercenary groups that are preparing to kill certain key senators, members of Congress, members of the media, members of law enforcement. And it's confirmed. They're practicing engaging police, shutting down roads, attacking the Capitol, attacking the governor's mansion. And so the governor is so scared, he just rolled over and just said, I'm with you. I mean, you know, that's you know, you'd think that Abbott would be good. He actually just submitted to it. And so I'm going to read you what I've been sent and some of the other things I have when we come back. But this is it. Because the communists, just like that guy, you know, with his eyes all blown out, pure pupils out there that got killed this weekend. And also, he said, they're wimps. They're going to submit to us. Of course, it didn't happen. But that's the whole attitude. Our submission has summoned this. And why do the Chi-Coms and globalists care? They don't get hurt. They're just doing it because there's no repercussions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back. Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry.
The most important part of this song is...
The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
They can't starve us out, and they can't make us run. Because these old boys are raised on shotguns. We say grace. We say amen. And if you don't like that, you don't give a damn. Which means you're not a hypocrite. Here, let's listen to a minute of this, and we'll go back to it.
A country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Flower field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Cause you can't starve us out.
Survive.
And you can't make us run. That's the key to a free people. Can't starve you out, can't make you run.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns.
We say grace.
We say grace.
We say amen. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn, preacher. You fakes. Think God cares if we say damn? That's some made-up Baptist thing. God cares if you stand up to evil. God knows we're not perfect. Look at King David. All right, let me get back into this big news. Here's the big news, okay? I can sit here and mince words all day. If I just say it, nobody cares. I've been trying to build this up for an hour, and 49 minutes because we kicked this broadcast off. Multinational corporations have found and funded an army of mentally ill, drug head, meth head, white people mainly, to call themselves Antifa when they are fascist, and to call themselves Black Lives Matter when they work for Planned Parenthood that wants to kill black people. And they've turned all these little pathetic video game playing, I'm not saying you're bad at the video games, but that's who they are, losers loose to go out and do all this. And now they've got them going to people's houses, marking targets, and driving the wrong way down roads and yelling at police. And the police know they're not backed by their mayors. So the police are bowing to this behavior, which then only encourages the idiot meth heads to carry out the next part of the operation. And their orders have come down. Prepare to assault talk show host, patriot law enforcement, police chiefs, members of Congress, members of state legislatures, governors that don't roll over. And they are so empowered getting these orders from Soros and Obama and Hillary, they will go to federal courthouses and attack federal police armed with weapons with hammers and hatchets. Because they believe they're taking over. They believe they have the initiative. And that's why the great crime of Trump is blocking them burning down the courthouses or blocking burning down the police stations. Because they're supposed to, as live-action role players, as LARPers, cue up the guy that got killed this weekend in Austin, please, to go out and say no one's going to oppose us, to try to get all the other hood rats, black and white, old and young, all the other meth heads, to boil out of their holes and go out and do this. This is a coward's march, a coward's day, a coward's moon, because behind them are the MS-13, the Chi-Com operatives and others that are actually going to go out and kill leadership of the Liberty Movement. And then there'll be Antifa who's blamed with it. Antifa gets orders via text message, where they go, what they do. It's come out in documents. I'll show you in a moment. They'll be sent to an event. They'll be there. House will blow up. They'll kill the inhabitants. Antifa will think they did it. They'll go off. Later, they get the blame, whatever. It doesn't matter. They are the cover. So why did I pull all these firearms out for TV viewers? To tell listeners, to tell people that are high-value targets, you better get your guns ready. Yeah, in Oakland, they're now burning the county courthouse, but that's peaceful. And again, it's the left and the judges and the left that's empowering this. And the judges are ruling for them, saying, burn us down. You're good. The cowardly leftist judges, the communists, the judicial activists, see, turning on their own quislings. So I've talked to a lot of sources, but a lot of this has come out. It's the reason I'm covering it now. And Antifa all over the country is preparing massive terror attacks against the American people. Killings, mass shootings, bombings, you name it. And they're on video saying they're going to do it. And so they just don't want there to be any local or federal response to this, so that once it really hits, and once they've gotten all their little minions empowered, believing they're not going to be challenged, and believing they're going to win, they can fully pull the trigger and do this. So we're 2 minutes to midnight. This is from my APD source, directly from the APD. Just spoke to APD source Monday evening. BLM and other anti-police group members were riding around downtown Austin in technicals, pickup trucks, with 2-4 armed individuals with rifles in the back, stopping cars. You already have video of this. Counterflowing, going the wrong way on streets, just exercising, like ISIS does, control. APD reported on what was happening and wanted to intervene, but were told to stand down unless they started shooting. These trucks were stopping in the middle of the road, intimidating other motorists, etc. Rank-and-file cops were furious. They weren't allowed to act. I mean, imagine just lawless vigilante communists. Also, same guy who was shot and killed had been at several other protests in front of APD headquarters with his AK and had stopped vehicles in the roadway on Frontage Road. APD cops reported that he was doing that again and were told to stand down. Sources say the activity may very well have been caught on headquarters cameras, which is scheduled now the city council to be blown up as a symbol of communist power. Oops, I'm not joking. Okay, that's real. They also received intel briefs that Antifa and related groups are planning for a takeover of part of Austin, like Chop Chaz, in Seattle, and that it would happen as early as this weekend. So they're going to try to take over in front of the police station this weekend. They're calling for additional manpower from APD to be ready, but no word so far the PD will be allowed to act to prevent the takeover. Now, that's directly from the APD. And you watch, it's going to happen. And I talked to people. We've got the videos coming in. There are now groups of armed men in trucks driving around aiming guns, just at old ladies, you name it. You know, that's psychotic. That's evil. These people are weak. Yes, but the power of the globalists is they have so many evil, weak people working for them. And so here's the final equation. They're not going to let America come back. They're not going to let Trump get reelected without a physical fight because they've never gotten in trouble. And why does Nadler or why does Pelosi or why does the Rockefellers or any of these people care if a bunch of leftists get killed? They never get in trouble. It's big tech. It's the globalists. It's Obama. It's Hillary behind this. They are the capos. They are the dons. They are the mafia leaders. They are behind it along with the Chi-Coms. So it's not enough to cut off the Chi-Coms. We have to, as Americans, understand that the media says there are no Antifa. It doesn't exist. There is no violence. Because that's a military tactic when you're being assaulted. Let's come in with the Mars Attacks intro, which is a joke on World War One. The Germans and the British and the French would say, we're not attacking, stand down, turn in your weapons. Because they found a certain percentage when 1,000 troops are running your position, firing at you, you know, machine guns, mortars, howitzers. If you go, we are your friends, we are here, the war is over, we've given up. A certain percentage goes, hey, the war's over. It's a hack. It's a lie. But that's what it is. And so they're doing this, and they know what they're doing. I have Reverend Childress of BlackGenocide.com joining us to talk about Planned Parenthood being shut down because of their Nazi ties, which is good. It shows their own cancel culture finally blows back on the real people. That's coming up. But I've got so much more on this. But bottom line, armed communist gangs are now roving. And they say anyone that doesn't submit to their checkpoints, including police, will be killed. And when they kill police, they're going to claim the police did this. So America is now under terrorist attack. I say we don't negotiate with terrorists. I say we expand the info war. And everyone who's a target, prepare defensively to defend yourself.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.